to the second episode of our SBL podcast. I'm here today with Cheryl SBM, who has set up an initiative of the School Business Leader Fitbit Challenge, which is growing considerably, and even I'm involved this week, not doing so well. I've also got Sue here, Suffolk SBM, who seems to be the one with the biggest steps among us. And she's going to talk about how she manages to do so many steps. And we've also got Kevin Thorpe from GLS with us, who has supported SBMs for quite some time now. And he's going to talk to us about why it's so important for GLS to support SBMs on that kind of level. So, Cheryl, let's get started straight away in with you. Why did you set up this initiative and why is it important to you?
Well, hello, everybody. So I have had a Fitbit for quite a while, a couple of years now, and I sort of go in and out of using it, and I'm quite active, and then it lulls again. And I quite regularly do challenges with a group of friends, but it's just come to be the norm, so I don't really try very much. I've just come to accept that I'll be somewhere around eighth place each week.
That's how I'm feeling at the moment.
But what I found at work, I found more and more that I was not taking a lunch break. And we've had the sort of chat on Twitter about, you know, trying to encourage each other to take a lunch break. And that lunch break was turning into a 5-minute walk to Tesco, buy a meal deal and come back and eat that at my desk. And it wasn't enough. So I just thought, I know other SBMs are in the same situation and not taking a lunch break and quite often working through. So I just thought maybe there are others who have a Fitbit and we could maybe challenge each other. And actually, if we're in that sort of challenge, knowing that business managers are competitive animals, we would get out and do a few more steps. So I just sort of put a call out on Twitter and said, does anyone have a Fitbit? Who wants to join me? And I think in the first week we had about 20 business managers in different parts of the UK wanting to join in. So that was where it started.
Brilliant. And Sue, you are Suffolk SBM, who is sort of blowing us all away with your massive amount of steps. How'd you get them all in?
Hello, everybody. I'm like Cheryl, I've had a Fitbit for a little while and have gone through. I've always been a bit of an outdoors person, so either walking or running somewhere. And the walking for me tends to happen first thing in the morning, even, and it started off really because I was a serial snooze button presser and I would snooze for 20 minutes. And I thought, this is ridiculous. I could walk for 20 minutes. And it started just as a roll out of my pajamas, straight into jeans and a puffer jacket and out the door. It's not glamorous. And it was sort of 15, 20 minutes. And the most I walk in the morning now is between half an hour and 45 minutes, depending on how early I want to get up. But it just sets me up for the day. And I feel so much better after walking for 20 minutes than pressing my alarm for 20 minutes.
Yes, I'm the same as serial snoozer. And yes, is it hard to start with?
You do have to be quite determined initially and not put off by the rest of the family going, you've got to be joking. So they do think I'm slightly barking, but they've completely come on board with it. And I come back from a walk feeling energised and ready for the day, even if it's only 20 minutes of walking around. I do live in town, so it's an easy place to walk. But even when I lived rurally, I would go out sort of running for a couple of miles. This is going back a few years now. I think walk for 20 minutes and just try it for a week and see what you think.
Excellent. Thank you very much. I'm going to give that a try. Yes, I'm a bit the same. My alarm goes off at 6 o'clock and I actually crawl out of bed about half past. So, yes.
Yeah, that was exactly what was happening. And I thought, no, I'm going to set my alarm for 5 to 6 and be out of the door at 6. And that's what I do. It's not glamorous, but it's what I do.
Are there many people looking anyway?
There's hardly any, and you know, I see the odd window cleaner, but very few, and dog walkers. Yeah. But that's it. Yeah.
Excellent. So, Kevin, you are at GLS. Can you tell us what you do at GLS?
Yeah, sure. I'm the content manager at GLS. So I tend to deal with some of the video interviews, and I know that Sue's taken part in the video interviews that we've done previously, and also a lot of the blog content that we put out there and put through our Twitter channels.
So tell us why you felt that this was a good initiative for GLS to be involved in and supporting and sponsoring.
Sure, yeah, I think just to echo what Cheryl was saying, it's really brilliant to see the idea of well-being out there. I think it's something that a lot of professionals, not just SBLs, talk about and a lot don't really take the action. So to have that challenge put out there by Cheryl, I think it's really ignited everyone and they're really getting behind it, the SBL community, which is amazing to see. We just couldn't pass up the opportunity to really get involved in that. And I know that Sue absolutely smashed the challenge with the 120,000 steps, but I think it spurred everyone else on to really take charge and get out there and set themselves up for a better week, because we know that better exercise really sets you up for a better performance at work, really.
I think you're right. I think she set the bar.
I think it the challenge has made even me, who's reasonably active, I think, oh, shall I walk to the shops or shall I walk to this rather than taking the car for a 5-minute whiz round? You know, a mile is actually not as far as people think. So it's worth just timing yourself one day to go from one point to the other and think, is it, you know, I could do that in 10 minutes rather than spend 5 minutes in the car.
And what about when you're at work? Do you find that you are fairly desk bound, or do you all get out and out and about around your school? How do you, Cheryl? How do you find your step count at work?
Well, generally, my step count has been really low, but obviously, since becoming involved in this challenge, I've found ways to incorporate more steps into my normal day. So I've been getting to work early, drop my bag and then go out for a walk in the local area and then come back and start the day. And we have a policy of late children, when they get to school late, we escort them. We've got 4 floors, so, and the youngest ones are at the top of the building. Don't ask me why. Right. But we then escort them to their class. So I've been volunteering to take some of the younger ones up, and it's extra steps, but it also means, you know, it's quite a few. I get to speak to them and say, you know, well, what's happened today? Why are we late today? And just so it's more interaction with the children and the bonus of having more steps. So it's not really taking away from my day or sort of, you know, I'm wandering around the building aimlessly. It's just, it's another way to get involved in the school life, but actually get some more steps as well.
I know I do a duty once a week, and that's always my biggest step day. But I have to admit, I've been finding reasons to go right across the site and deliver something by hand, whereas normally I would have put it in their pigeonhole.
Yeah, I think it's little things like that that make I print to a slightly further away printer now.
that's a good idea. So all these tips that we can share.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's using my lunch break to actually go out and walk rather than working through it.
Mm. And that, I think,
where I used to go to the local Tesco and get a meal deal, there's another one sort of a mile away that I will walk to instead.
Yeah,
excellent. I don't tend to walk purposefully at lunchtime. I catch up with colleagues at lunchtime, but I do often do a sight sort of look round in the morning. And that makes a difference as well. But I do the longer walk sort of when I get back from work, which is also, I mean, Tuesdays I go in an all-ladies running group. And that it's just fantastic for my mental health and well-being. It works really well. So I can come away from work feeling as though, you know, it's been a busy, fast-moving, complicated day. I don't really feel like going out and running. But once I do, I feel so much better and more positive, and it gives me something completely different to focus on. It, you're just focusing on your breathing and your footsteps and your sociability with a group of people.
Well, Kevin, we should really be asking you about your levels of activity, I guess.
You know, I did wonder. So I am chained to the desk a little bit, I have to admit. But I do like to get out running. I'm taking part in a 10K next week, so I've been training for that.
All right.
So I'm kind of, whilst I don't do the little bits and pieces before work and over lunch, I do tend to get out and do a longer run a couple of times a week. And when the football season's on, I'll be playing football as well, as long as my knee doesn't give in.
Oh, right. Yes. Knees are often the thing. I mean, I think about what the thing about walking is that everybody can do it, can't they? And that,
absolutely. And you don't need any special kit.
Hmm.
Just put on whatever's comfortable and go.
So moving on from walking, sort of more encompassing well-being, I know I've always found that exercise is good for, or always said that exercise is good for well-being. Anger management is a good one for me. If I'm getting cross about something, a bit of fresh air. And how do you find that? Cheryl, so go to you.
I just think the walking helps to regulate my mood. It gives me time to reflect on things. It gives me time just to clear my head. That's what I found useful about walking. It's something that I just didn't have enough time for during my day. And it's made a difference that way. It's reflection time for me.
Mm.
Yeah, I completely agree with Cheryl. I think it's a mood changer if you're getting, and you know what you said yourself, if you're getting stressed, you know, take yourself out for 5 minutes, and at the end of the day, take yourself off for a little while. I think sometimes it's difficult, especially when you've got families and other commitments. You can sometimes feel a bit guilty about taking yourself out for half an hour or 20 minutes, but I think it does make a big difference. And I think you go back to your family recharged. And you know, you've shaken away a little bit of whatever's been bothering you that day or that you've brought home with you, and I think it can really help with your sort of your self-esteem as well, because you feel as though you're getting out and getting a little bit of fitness, a little bit of fresh air, and that helps with everything.
Yeah, so I think we all agree that it's good for well-being, you know, mental health, exercise, and as part of looking after ourselves, because we need to be strong to do this job, I think.
Yeah, I think you need to invest in your own health to be able to be effective at work.
Absolutely, and I think that's why it's important that we encourage each other, because it's so easy just to work the long days, go home and just flake. And it's just so nice that everybody is supporting each other, and we don't all have to be doing hundreds of thousands. Even the people that are just moving 100 steps more than they usually do, it's making a difference.
What we've seen over the last 12 months is certainly what Cheryl and Sue were touching on there, and that's the engagement, the sort of community, the collaboration and everything between the SBLs is absolutely amazing to see. The support for one another, whether that be, you know, a minor issue within somebody's day or whether they're struggling with their well-being or something like that, the support that they receive from one another is just amazing. There's so much value to be out there, I think.
And that's through SBL Twitter?
Yeah, through SBL Twitter.
Yeah. I mean, there are regional groups and all sorts. Everybody has all sorts of ways of linking and collaborating with other people. But I think the thing about SBL Twitter is that we all are there because we want to be and we want to engage with other school business leaders.
I came across a really good quote recently that I'm sure lots of other people have used about children being the priority, change the reality, and collaboration the strategy. And I think Twitter collaboration has been really good form of watching out for yourself and knowing that you're not always the only one feeling that way or dealing with that particular problem. Or if you've got a problem, you've got somebody else. You can put the question out there, not specifically to anybody, and somebody will get back to you, whether it's via a tweet or via a DM. And you can get lots of support and CPD that way.
Mm. No, it's brilliant. And I love going home in the evening, or I have this week. I haven't even been doing it this week. Going home in the evening and then cheering on what other people have done on the challenge. It's fantastic. I'm really enjoying it. So thank you very much, Cheryl, for setting that up.
Thank you, Cheryl. I think it's been fantastic motivator. I think it's something you should be really proud of. You've done really well.
I'm really pleased that people are sort of taking it on board and going forward with it. And I've managed to open it up to Garmin users this week as well.
That's terrific.
Yeah,
a bit more inclusion.
That's brilliant. I when you first mentioned it, I wanted to come in with my iPhone, but I couldn't get it to work. So I finally succumbed at the weekend and bought myself a Fitbit, but now of course I'm not on Twitter very much because I keep fiddling with the Fitbit and the app that comes with that. But
you do get a bit addicted to clicking on all the different statistics it's telling you about your own self
and how many floors I've walked up. Good. So thank you very much for setting that up, and well done, Sue. I will say I think lots of people was amazed by your step count. But I think you've got stiff competition this time, haven't you?
I can't actually see how everybody else is doing, so I have no idea how anybody else is doing, apart from the people within my group.
Oh, right.
Yes, because there, you can only fit 10 people in a challenge at a time, so I have to, I've got sort of 4 challenges running simultaneously.
Oh, I see, yes.
And I'm checking each one to see who the overall winner is, so maybe I need to... maybe.
Well, I'm well down on my group.
Or, no,
well,
don't make more work for yourself.
So, Kevin, are we going to be seeing more initiatives from GLS? What's in the pipeline?
Of course, yeah. I think the main thing that GLS understands is that there's no reason why we can't add more value to the SBL conversation, and that's something we've noticed over the last 12 months with the Smarter SBM campaign that we've ran, that Cheryl and Sue are both helping us with, and yourself as well, Emma.
Hmm. I think it's brilliant that you're involved.
It's the case of, I think it's a case of being, we want to be the conduit for advice and tips. We want the Smart Hub that we set up at our blog to be a go-to place for things around development, finance, community, also well-being tips as well is obviously something we're talking about today. We want to be a focal point for that stuff. So I guess it's a call out really to other SBLs to join the ranks and really start giving us that good information that we can push out to other SBLs and help each other really and be part of that community. That's the thing for us. We've got things like interviews coming up. We've got a white paper due out as well, which should be really interesting, and we hope that's going to catch on. We're also looking at running our own events as well, so we're hoping to start doing that from September onwards. So it'd be great to see some of you guys out there, I think, and joining us for some of these events, just so we can add more value aside from just being a good price, just being quick delivery, just being all those things that we expect from a supplier.
Yeah. I think that's what it's all about. It's the community, and the SBL Twitter community is fabulous.
Absolutely, couldn't agree more.
Great. Well, thank you very much for taking part in this podcast. I would tell our listeners that it hasn't been the easiest because Cheryl, Sue and Kevin are at the end of the phone. So they were guinea pigs for us, and it seems to have worked really well. But please tell us what you think and what subjects you'd like us to cover in the future. And we hope to be putting more of these out. So thank you very much, Cheryl, Sue and Kevin. And I hope to see you at some events in the future or more podcasting. And I will be beating you today, Cheryl, just so that you know in the step.
Thank you for inviting us.
Thank you. And well done, year 12.
Yes, thank you to Billy and Tom, who are our technicians, for sorting us out. Yes, we got there. Thank you very much. And keep stepping, keep being involved with SBL Twitter, and get involved with the events that GLS are planning. Thank you very much.
Will do. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.